Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
BarksandWoods.com. When I say I promise you, I'm gonna knock out the gypsy king as well.
Dollar DiBiase Productions.
How am I gonna let this little skinny spaghetti hit my baby?
BarksandWoods.com.
Numbers don't lie, and I'm the number.
I'm that guy. And I'm the dog with a bitch.
When I stepped on the scene, I said I wanted this belt. I said I wanted that belt.
BarksandWoods.com.
You know, I'm still on the mission.
I'm gonna chase his ass all the way up there.
I told him it's an easy fight for me.
Some of them like it, some of them don't.
BarksandWoods.com. Yes, yes, yes. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Boxing Voice. I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs, joined alongside my good co-host from around the globe. And today we're going to be bringing you a special treat. Michael Gross is in the building. So is Ron G. But we're going to have special guest Bob Arum. Yes. So we're not just going to talk Crawford and Amir Khan and who's the A side, who's the B side, why'd they offer him $5 million, but lowball Danny, do they really want the fight? Yeah, we'll be talking a little bit of everything. So if this is something you're interested in, you know, the number to call in is 1-425-569-5241. So we'll have Bob on in about 12 minutes once our phone lines open up. In the meantime, you could definitely hit us up on Skype by adding Nestor Gibbs and be part of the show. Let's go.
People want their subjective preferences to be the objective reality.
Where did the kids ever get to read and to hear and to see about the greatness of these people, these fighters?
It's like the Yankees, for example, in baseball, very good at trading on their past. The Celtics do it in basketball very well. And that's something boxing, because boxing has the richest history of all. It's something we should really be trading on, I think.
BoxingWoods.com.
Which, an Amir Khan and Kell Brook fight that seemed to be brewing over the side. A big domestic fight like Eubank and Sanders recently. Hay and Tony Bellew. Ben and Eubank, Frock and Groves, Groves and DeGale. We've seen to see there's another UK chapter of domestic fight happening, but now we have a potential Crawford fight rumored out in the world. And the last time that we had a quote unquote pound for pound guy was Mayweather and Ricky Hatton, which was the biggest pay-per-view of the year. But before that, in 1986, the upset of the year, Donald Curry, the American alleged pound for pound, fought Lloyd Honeygram, and Lloyd Honeygram dominated Donald Curry. So this could be a potential repeat of one of these, but we'll talk. We'll pass it to Mike.
Him $50 million. Whether people thought it was real or not, motherfucker, we ain't playing. Who got time to play? I'm ready to whoop ass and get this money. You feel me?
Handed bands over. Sicko hit, shot and miss. Two to stand over.
Turn up.
Breadwinner, huh? Look who in the building. Let me check my Instagram. I might be at a million.
And I'm in.
BoxingWoods.com.
Yo, 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 yo. What's good, everybody? We back here with another one, man. What a day, what a day, what a day. AJ came out last night and had a little tweet. You know what I'm saying? We had Tyson Fury. It just everywhere on the news. He was on, but they were talking about him again on First Take, man. And I'm just so happy that boxing has fucking bombarded mainstream media and it's everywhere, man. So shout out to Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. And speaking of Wilder, oh my God, we got a fucking conference call with him at 5 o'clock. What a day of boxing, God damn it. But right now we have Bob Arum coming on in about 10 minutes and we will be discussing the pound for pound king, one of my favorite fighters in the world today, against Amir King Kong. Isn't that fucking irony? Two guys that are king. Oh my God, here we go with this guy with sound bites and shit. Everybody else had to have their introduction. Let me have mine real quick anyway. But Amir Khan has a big backing over in the UK, was on a television show over in the UK, like in the jungle of forest. So he has a bigger backing, in my opinion, than Danny Garcia. That's why he got a bigger offer, but we'll get down to it. So let's go.
Bigger backing in the UK. He was over there on the jungle. Mike, make a little bit of sense. He was on like an equivalent of Survivor, if it isn't even already called Survivor.
Bro, he was in the jungle though, wasn't
he? Show where he was in a jungle where he couldn't even make it. He couldn't take the heat in that kitchen.
You make it in a jungle, bro?
My man, let alone Terrence Crawford's kitchen, all right? Who cares about anything else other than him versus Crawford? And whether or not this is acceptable, you know? I mean, why is it that we keep hearing Crawford's name mentioned with these second-tier welterweights? Like, I mean, first it was Collazo. Now we're talking Amir. Like, we want the real names. And Mike, are you going to admit that they were ducking Danny Garcia by offering a $3 million offer, but yet they'll offer Amir? I got knocked out so many times. I don't even have a relevant win in the welterweight division, unless you want to count the colossal fight that Crawford doesn't want to take. Like, let's be real, man. Like, I don't even understand what's going on. Why offer Amir $5 million? Now, from an economical standpoint, obviously, I understand. He's the one that did a pay-per-view with Canelo Alvarez. He's been there, done that. You know, Crawford's done a pay-per-view, but it's only done 50,000. So from an economical standpoint, I can see that. You know, I can see that they're like, all right, they're factoring that Khan's already been on the main stage and done a pay-per-view, which has sold well. But there's no doubt in my mind that every logical boxing fan that's going to call in will agree with me when I say that I think the same pay-per-view buy rate, if not better, with Danny Garcia versus Terrence Crawford, where, you know, you actually think Danny has a legitimate shot. You still give Crawford the favorite, but you got Danny as a legitimate shot. I mean, with Khan, you're just waiting for Crawford to pop his little or crack his little egg, right?
I doubt it, but we got a super chat from Travis Flowers. What happened to UK Rob? And another one from Real Not the Chick. Yeah, what happened to UK Rob? But go ahead.
Well, UK Rob was not happy with my trolling of Coogan Cassius, and you know, asked me why was I trolling Coogan, and I said because it's fun, and he said he didn't understand why I had to be such a cunt. And that he could no longer work with us. So we're looking for a new UK guy who has tough skin, you know, and doesn't mind if I troll Coogan Cassius, right? I mean, I don't know.
But back to the statement at hand. You asked why would he fight Amir Khan than Danny Garcia? Don't we think Amir Khan is a bigger name?
I didn't ask you why would he fight Amir Khan over Garcia. No, I said why would he send or allow them to send $5 million to Khan if he really wanted to get a Danny Garcia fight done. Khan, in everyone's eyes, isn't worth the $5 million they could have sent Danny to get this fight done.
Are you smoking weed today? Because you're talking all out your ass. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, Ron, but Amir Khan last fight wasn't the highest rated fight ever on regular TV over in the UK?
I don't know by numbers, highest of all time. I think it did really well.
No. It specifically, like the article said, this is the highest rated boxing match over in the UK that's not been a pay-per-view.
I'll look for a source. I can't confirm it. I know.
I can't.
Don't confirm his own bullshit.
I did. I just did. I mean, I don't have to go look it up because I read that article and I remember reading it. So if anybody want to
remember reading it, you should.
You know how much shit that I fucking read every day, bro? Come on, bro.
Hey, man.
Maybe the Daily Mirror. I don't know.
I'm not disputing you. I just can't confirm it, but I'll look for it. But I do know it did really well on domestic television at the time, and they were using it for a launch for the DAZN USA as well. So, I mean, we know Amir Khan has a name. He's in the domestic country that he's in. He's on reality TV shows. He makes headlines when he was doing the Anthony Joshua stuff, you know, about the wives and things. Like, he's a really known commodity in the UK. Now, being tied with other fighters like Manny Pacquiao and Mayweather in the past, and also fighting with Canelo, you can see that obviously he has some drawing power. The big thing now is the whole money situation. Now, this is big. This is a rumor mill, but understand that they talked about Danny Garcia's and Angel Garcia's camp was not answering the phone call. Now, Amir Khan was saying that he had some offers today, and there was some audio on the Sky Sports on their YouTube saying that he is he's in some negotiation. So it seems like they probably maybe negotiated pricing if this is something, and they were actually working out a deal, opposed to maybe the Danny Garcia was just never started. So it's hard to pinpoint, you know, these type of, you know, negotiations, you know.
And just to be fair, I mean, Danny Garcia had a fight coming up when the offer came out, so he wasn't able to accept the fight. And back when Bob was sending the offers over to Errol Spence, I believe that they were already in the works with Mikey Garcia, so he couldn't accept the fight either. So Bob has been trying to make fights with. Can I finish, bro? Can I finish? Then you have your time.
Yeah. You just
been trying to make fights with PBC fighters, but they are all been tied up, been busy. So he went over to Eddie and said, "Hey, Amir Khan, he's not looking like he really want to fight Kell Brook. Does he want a chance at a title? WBO?"
That's what Eddie said. Eddie ain't giving up fucking Khan for Crawford for no punk ass $5 million when he got that Kell Brook fight right there.
Even if Amir Khan loses, he still got the Kell Brook fight.
Even if he loses, he still got the Kell Brook fight.
Absolutely.
I highly doubt it, man. I mean, how many times can you rebuild Amir Khan?
Shit, as long as motherfuckers still paying, you can build them as many times as you want to.
I mean, he was mentioning that on Sky Sports, saying the fact that he felt that Kell Brook, if you want to play the audio either or ness, but he was pretty much saying the Kell Brook fight is always there. And his whole perspective is, look, if Kell Brook really was serious about making these fights, he would fight better opposition to kind of come here. To me, I have an opportunity to potentially maybe fight for world titles. And if that's the case, I will pursue that because Kell Brook, he's always going to be there. It's a rivalry. He feels that he's not going to lose. And regardless of his status of winning or losing the title, he can still have a big domestic fight.
Let me just play some audio. And let me tell you, I'm not happy about this audio at all. But the sad part, right? The sad part for Michael is that it is true.
You said Michael.
Amir Khan can beat Jeff Horn. You know what I'm saying? I don't even know if Terrence Crawford can beat Amir Khan. Amir Khan is a better fighter than a lot of his competition lately. So I know there's a lot of people. I respect Terrence Bud Crawford. I just don't respect him at 147 yet.
When a motherfucker started like, man, shut this off there, shit up, nigga. We're here to shit. Nigga, when have you fought? You ain't fought nobody in about 10 years.
I know my boy.
And when Earl called you out, what you do? My elbow hurt, coach. I can't play today, coach.
I know.
Put him in, coach. Not me.
I know that Thurman said he's going to come back and make a statement performance. Now, you know, is Crawford going to take Khan 12? You know what I'm saying? Is he going to play with the food or is he going to be a killer like Thurman?
How about when Crawford stopped Amir? He'll stop Danny, which Keith and Sean couldn't do. Then he'll stop one of them bums, too. How about that?
Are you serious talking and cocky about an Amir Khan win? What year did Danny do that? Was he a teenager when he beat Amir Khan?
About 2 years ago.
2 years times four, maybe. You bugging right now.
Times four.
Hell yeah, times fuck.
Wasn't it like 2015 when he beat Amir?
Hell no, not no 20. Maybe more like 2012, maybe.
I thought he beat
Google this shit. Ron, can you get that?
When Amir lost to him, then his next fight was Canelo, right?
Hell no. What the? No, oh, my God. I'm smoking. What's wrong with this man? Let me
Amir Khan had a loss before Ron, he fought Canelo.
I'm saying, when he lost to Danny Garcia and got knocked out, his next knockout was Canelo, right?
You're saying after losing to Danny Garcia,
his next knockout was Canelo, right?
Correct.
Yeah, yes. This is what I meant. I mean, I said it wrong. He got knocked out by Danny Canelo
and Prescott.
Okay.
Then he had the loss to Lamont Peterson. Then he went into the Danny Garcia, got knocked out, won a couple fights, and this up to the Chris Algieri on the PBC. Then from that point, that's when he lost to Canelo Alvarez by knockout. And then he had hiatus, fought Phil Greco. Samuel Vargas on the DAZN kind of USA launch. Now here he is.
Like Amir Khan got a chance against Terry Crawford. I mean, I know that Terrence will probably stop him, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just excited Terrence to start getting these names, you know what I'm saying? Bob has been out there publicly in the media. All right, here we go. He's been out there publicly in the media, and speaking of the devil, they will appear.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live with Bob Arum. Let's get him on the line. We're talking Crawford and Amir Khan. Bob, how close are we to having this fight for Terrence Crawford?
We're having some difficulties right now. So back to what I was saying, I'm excited to see Terrence Crawford.
Hello?
Yeah, we hear you, Bob. Go ahead.
What? You're not coming through clear.
I said we hear you.
I'm in New York.
Did you hear the question?
No, I just said that we sent Amir a proposal and talking to him, and we're waiting to hear back from Amir and his advisor.
And do we have a backup plan for Terrence Crawford if Amir is occupied?
Yeah, if Terrence doesn't fight Amir Khan, there are a number of other guys that he could fight, like Collazo, and there's Kavaliskas. But hopefully we'll be able to conclude a deal with Khan shortly. But we'll have to see.
I'm going to introduce you to my co-hosts. I have Ronald Goodall on the line and Michael Gross, and I'll pass off the ball. Go ahead, Ron.
With this Crawford potential fight with Amir Khan, have you guys figured out if this is going to be on ESPN, ESPN Plus, or pay-per-view?
Well, we first want to get the contract done. And once we get the contract done, we'll meet with our ESPN people, and we'll decide whether it will be on ESPN, ESPN Plus, or pay-per-view.
How's it going, Mr. Arum? My name is Michael. How legitimate of an offer was it sent to Danny Garcia and his team?
I'm sorry, you didn't come through clearly. I didn't get the question.
I said, how legitimate was the offer that Danny Garcia and his team received?
What is he saying? I can't make out a word that he said.
He said, how legitimate was the offer that Garcia received, Danny Garcia?
That was a completely legitimate offer. It was a very good offer, I thought. Garcia decided not to accept that offer and to fight somebody else. But, you know, that's boxing. We made a very legitimate offer to Danny Garcia. A very, very good offer. He decided to go in another direction. So, again, that's not a problem. You know, he didn't mislead us. We didn't mislead him. Those things happen.
So, Bob, in your eyes or in the company's eyes, does Khan hold more value versus Crawford than a Danny Garcia versus Crawford?
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, Danny Garcia and Crawford would have been a very good fight. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it because Garcia decided to fight somebody else. But Amir Khan and Crawford would be a very attractive fight, in my opinion.
When these negotiations kind of in the contracts and talks began, who initiated the initial fight request? Was it Crawford and the team? Was it Amir Khan reaching out? How did this all kind of come together?
I'm sorry, you got to repeat what he said.
No worries.
The connection's bad. What did he say?
When the Amir Khan and Crawford talks began, who requested this fight first?
Who reached out to who, Bob? When the talks initiated, was it Crawford asking you to seek out a Khan fight, or was Khan seeking out a Crawford fight?
A third party contacted us and informed us that Khan was interested. So who was first, I don't really know. But it was a third party that contacted us about Amir Khan's interest.
Now, Bob, you called Al Haymon a cancer in the sport of boxing. I wanted to know, were you just being facetious, or did you really mean that?
Somebody repeat the question.
So he wants to know, you called Al Haymon a cancer in boxing. He wants to know, were you being facetious or do you mean it?
Well, you know, he's very, very difficult to deal with. You can't, yeah, you know, but, you know, he has his own agenda like we have our agenda. And I think that to make the sport really big, promoters have to allow their fighters to fight fighters on other platforms. So we want the biggest possible fights made. That's what the fans want to see. For example, it took a purse bid, but our fighter, Alexander Votsik, fought against the PBC fighter, Adonis Stevenson, this weekend, and we were successful. The fact that we were successful is great for us, but the fact that the fight happened is great for boxing. It was a terrific fight.
All right. So speaking of, you know, promoters allowing fighters to fight on other networks, it's a well-known, you know, rumor that top-ranking Bob Arum are seeking to get Gennady Golovkin on ESPN. How close are we to a possible Robert Brant and Gennady Golovkin, or even a Gilberto Ramirez Gennady Golovkin?
Well, again, that'll be a decision that Tom Loeffler and Gennady Golovkin have to make. They haven't made a decision yet. We would love for Gennady Golovkin and Tom Loeffler to join us at ESPN. I think it would be great for them. But they haven't made a decision yet. It would be terrific if they signed on. They're good people, and we'll know shortly.
And have you reassured them? Have you reassured them that signing with you, the Canelo Triple G third fight, could still be made? Would that still be possible with DAZN being a streaming app and ESPN having their own streaming capabilities?
Yeah, you understand that if the a third fight is made with Canelo and Triple G, it would have to be done on pay-per-view because that would generate the most revenue. And if it's on pay-per-view, there would be a role for everybody to play. I don't think economically it would make much sense for the fight to occur on DAZN just on streaming because you couldn't generate the money that could be generated on pay-per-view. But we'll see. If indeed DAZN is ready to come up with money that is equivalent or greater than could be earned on pay-per-view, everybody would be amenable to let DAZN blow their brains out and come up with the money. You know, it's a dollar and cents thing. I mean, people in boxing can't be stupid. Look at football, for example, college football. Sometimes CBS, sometimes Fox, sometimes ABC, sometimes ESPN gets the best possible college football game. And then when it ends up the college football playoffs with the four best teams and the finals, ESPN gets that. Everybody cooperates and everybody is satisfied with their role in college football. Well, that should be the same way in professional boxing. And if DAZN decides that they, for any reason, want to come up with the money that could realistically be earned on pay-per-view, we would certainly, everybody would listen to that.
All right, Bob. So my co-host, Michael Gross, wants to know, who did you have winning the big Deontay Wilder-Tyson Fury pay-per-view over the weekend? Have you had a chance to watch it?
As a matter of fact, right after the Votsek Stevenson fight, which was in Quebec, my Ukrainian guys, Alexander Usyk and Vasily Lomachenko and his father and a lot of the people were there, and they put us in a VIP room. And we all watched the fight together. So, yes, I saw that fight. I thought it was a very, very good fight, very entertaining, and everybody enjoyed watching it.
So you didn't have a winner?
Well, yeah, we were scoring the fight like everybody else. And we added 9 rounds for Fury and 3 rounds for Wilder. And so, in effect, Wilder had 5 points, and we had Fury ahead by about 4 points.
Okay. And my other co-host, Ron, wants to know, Errol Spence, Mikey Garcia pay-per-view a week before your presumed fight with Terrence Crawford. Are you concerned making that a pay-per-view the following week?
No. People have choices. And people, you know, some people get both of the fights. Some people only get one. It's up to people to decide. We're not... Certainly not concerned at all. It may very well be where we have a discussion where one or both of us go to a different date. We'll just have to see. I wasn't aware of the Mikey Spence date, you know, we'll get once we make the Amir Khan Crawford fight, we'll certainly consult with them. So maybe that the fights shouldn't be that close together if they're both on pay-per-view. If our fight's not going to be on pay-per-view, so what difference does it make?
That's very good news to hear that you would at least consult with them and try and figure out a way that you guys don't counter produce. So definitely great news. Bob, obviously you've been doing this for so long, and this question may even sound ridiculous, but do you feel any pressure to make a big fight for Terrence Crawford because his nemesis and Errol Spence is doing a pay-per-view with Mikey Garcia?
No, that's not really what is motivating us. What's motivating us is Amir Khan being potentially available and being able then to do that fight. That is what's motivating us.
And my colleague here, Daniel, wants to know, how does Gajek feel being the champ despite Stevenson being in the situation that he is with the induced coma? And how bad do you feel for, I guess, Adonis Stevenson you know, being as though you were there ringside?
Yeah, we were extraordinarily concerned. And when we got the news, when we were still in Quebec, that he was in critical condition. But his the swelling has gone down, and his condition has now been upgraded to stable. So we're very optimistic that there will be a complete recovery. Not a recovery that would allow him to fight again, but a recovery to allow him to lead a productive life in the future.
Do you expect the Gorchak to proceed as normal? Because sometimes these things affect fighters psychologically. We see Mike Perez wasn't really the same after that fight with Magomed.
Yeah, I think he'll proceed as usual, particularly since we now believe that there will be a complete recovery for Stevenson.
And just to go back to Terrence Crawford, what was your take since you were live there? You didn't say too much, but you were present during the Errol Spence confrontation with Terrence Crawford.
Well, all I did was gave Errol Spence, who's a nice kid, I gave him my best advice, which was to stay away from Terrence Crawford.
But I mean, we all watched it. He continued to say that Crawford is too small. He's too light. He's moving up. You don't feel the same? That Crawford moving up in weight, the no. danger may lie with Errol?
No. I think Crawford is legitimate, 147 pounds. I think Spence is probably grown out of being a welterweight. So he has to really punish himself to get down to 147, and that may be a detriment on his part. As far as Terrence is concerned, he was having trouble making 140, so he's very comfortable at 147. And so he goes into the ring, I think, stronger because he hasn't debilitated himself making weight.
And Bob, for Danny Garcia and Keith Thurman, obviously they both have fights, but do we have to wait to send them an offer? I mean, you know, they're both in. I don't want to disrespect their opponents and call them tune-ups, but they're in fights they're meant to win.
Well, you know, they're you know, guys have two hands and put on their trunks the same way. So, you know, Garcia has an opponent. Thurman has an opponent. They're concerned with their opponents, and rightly so. And let's see after those fights are over and Crawford's fight is over. And if they all win, let's see where we go from there. But, you know, one step at a time.
All right. And since you watched the fight with Fury and Wilder, which step do you think they go next, because we've seen Anthony Joshua come out late last night and you know, quote tweet a Deontay Wilder tweet, essentially saying, you know, what is this fool talking about? We've always wanted this fight, and congratulating Fury on his performance. And at the end saying that he would take on either one. We all know he doesn't have an opponent for April 13th in Wembley. Which direction do you think Joshua goes now that the top three heavyweights are all available?
I think Joshua has done himself no favors. I think that the money to be made in the heavyweight division now is going to be made in the United States. And I think that Joshua, you know, is really a draw card in the UK. And I think, therefore, the biggest money fight in boxing now is the rematch with Wilder and Fury. And if I was guessing, and I don't know, I would think that that was the likely match. Joshua against either Wilder or Fury in the UK would not generate as much money as a fight between Wilder and Fury in the United States.
So do you think that he was ill-advised not to take that $50 million offer? That obviously Espinoza's come out now and said that Showtime was backing the offer.
Well, let's see what happens. Let's see what I can't obviously talk for any of them because I have no promotional ties with any of the three. You know, let's see what happens. I mean, only two can fight at the same time. So it's going to be interesting to see how it turns out.
Well, you have a heavyweight that's back in action. You're keeping him busy. And Brian Jennings, he'll be taking on Oscar Rivas in the Turning Stone Casino on January 1st, on January the 18th of 2019. Brian Jennings has been able to rack up about five straight wins. This will be his sixth fight back. What's the plan for Brian Jennings? Till this day, he still is the biggest name on Luis Ortiz's resume.
He's got to win the Turning Stone. And if he does, we're going to be announcing signings of some top heavyweights, really big contenders, and we'll have plenty of fights for Jennings, and hopefully we'll get ourselves into the picture with the three fighters that you've been talking about. Remember, only two of them can fight each other at the same time. That leaves a third guy.
Absolutely.
And
do you still have any ties with Joseph Parker?
Well, yeah, Joseph Parker is fighting in New Zealand next week. I think there's a lot of pieces that if Joshua ends up fighting either Wilder or Fury, then the most money for Parker would be against the winner of White Chisora fight, and he'd probably go in that direction.
So Jennings is in with an undefeated Colombian in Oscar Rivas. What was the mindset in putting him in with a puncher, undefeated puncher that's unknown when, you know, you could have gone, I don't know, an Andy Ruiz Jr. route?
Well, he's not unknown because I saw him fight on Saturday in Quebec, so he's not unknown to me. He looks like a bodybuilder. He got a huge physique. And they call him Kaboom. That's his nickname. And it's going to be a tough fight for Jennings. And I think he'll make Jennings look very, very good.
All right. Any updates on Robert Brent, your newly signed middleweight champion, shocking the world with the upset over Marotta?
Benny Marotta. Brent was scheduling his fight for February, mid-February, and I believe we're going to try to put it in his hometown in Minnesota. So they're working now on his opponent. Carl Moretti is coming up with his opponent, be a good opponent, and it will be televised by ESPN.
And Bob, what is it that you're offering these middleweights when you think about it from the outside looking in? It's like Canelo's on the other side of the street with a belt. So is Demetrius Andrade, Daniel Jacobs, just numerous middleweights all with the zone. But you've been able to get Robert Brant to stay with you. You got Marotta, and you know, it seems like Triple G is almost on the hook.
Well, yeah, and also you know, there's a lot of fighters around, a lot of middleweights around that aren't with one or the other, like Saunders, for example. So you know, there's a lot of action in the middleweight division, you know, as I say, we always are amenable to having fighters cross over and fight on our platform, or our fighters fight on another platform. I mean, the sport needs the cross-pollinization, because the public doesn't care about this crap. They just want to see the best matches.
And with Teofimo Lopez, Bob, what do you think about him in terms of getting that title at 135? Because we spoke to him. Michael Gross had an interview about a couple of days ago where he said if he can't get that title shot at 135, he'll be ready to go to 140. Would you like to see him at least accomplish a title shot or be world champion at 35 before moving up?
Well, you know, at 135, he may have this tremendous obstacle in Lomachenko. I mean, that ain't no walk in the park. No matter how good Teofimo is or thinks he is, fighting Lomachenko is something else. So it may very well be that he may go to 140. But we'll see. We'll see. He's fighting at the Garden on this Saturday. He's the opening fight on ESPN on the linear telecast. He's a terrific young man. He's a real up-and-coming fighter. But, you know, he wants to run before he's finished walking. So we'll have to see how he continues to develop.
Now, how was it that you took Lomachenko's word? Was it based on the, I guess, amateur accolades? Because obviously Lomachenko told you he would sign only if you could accomplish certain things for him. And we hear Teofimo saying the same things, except he's already signed to you. So how do you guide this young man's career where you seem to think he's overly ambitious?
Well, he is very ambitious, and that's good. But remember, that being said, he does not have the credentials, the amateur credentials that Lomachenko had. Lomachenko was considered to be the greatest amateur of all time. That says a lot. Teofimo was known as a good fighter in the amateur, but he didn't really become a spectacular fighter until he turned pro.
And Bob, obviously, you know, you've been in the business so long, you've had heavyweights like Muhammad Ali that weren't the big statue of heavyweights that we have now, like Tyson Fury, 6'9", and Anthony Joshua with, you know, the physique. How long has it been since a heavyweight that's 212 pounds is the stalker in the ring?
Well, you know, Ali, when Ali was fought at 212, he was very light, you know.
I mean, you're going to compare Wilder to Ali, Bob?
He fought at 230. But at 212, he was very, even then, at 212, like Wilder was, that was very, very light. I don't know what Wilder was doing coming in at that light a weight for a Fury fight. But, you know, he looked very, very thin, but it certainly didn't affect his punching power.
I know, and that's my question. Can you mention any other heavyweights that we may not know that were successful at lighter weights, at that light weight, but still being the punchers and the stalkers?
Well, because he was small, and I don't know what his weight was exactly, but I don't think Tyson had a lot of weight. Tyson probably was around 220-something when he fought, but that's because he was a smaller stature. You know, Wilder's a big guy, he's 6'6", and to come in at 212, he looked like he had the body of maybe a welterweight.
All right, so some quick ones before you go. I know you're getting antsy. Any Dog Bay updates? Could we get a unification versus the W World Boxing Super Series winner?
Yeah, well, we're looking. Hopefully Progress wins the Super Series. because we'd like to match them with Jose Ramirez after the series is over.
And Shakur Stevenson on the co-main of Brian Jennings.
Yeah, well, Shakur is great talent, and he's coming on well, and he's one of our favorites, and he's definitely going to be a champion. And after this fight, which will be on the co-feature on the Jennings card in Turning Stone, we hope to have Shakur as a feature or co-feature in a card in the spring in Newark, his hometown.
All right. Well, Bob, that's all our questions. I want to thank you, obviously, for giving us the opportunity to interview and wish you a good day. I know you don't do social media, so
okay,
I guess goodbye.
Thank you guys for having me on.
No problem.
Good talking to you.
All right. Well, there you have it. Bob Arum, promoter of Terrence Crawford. So we got it straight from the horse's mouth. Mike, you're off timeout, Mike. You're allowed back. Poor Mike, man. Bob, I know he was so excited. He thought
man, I had to put this motherfucker in timeout, bro. This man, y'all can't be saying these slurs and shit, bro. Like everything else is cool, but slurs, nah, don't do it. Please don't do it. But anyway, go ahead.
That is brutal, homie. I told you. But listen, man, let's open up these phone lines and see what everybody thought about the interview. We're going to go out to the phone callers. You know, it's 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion right here on the Voice of the People hotline. You can also add Nestor Gibbs on Skype to be part of the conversation. So don't type when you can Skype. You guys want to give me any final thoughts, any thoughts on the interview before we do open it up?
I think we got some questions answered. You know, obviously we can't get all the questions, but I think we got some insight on where we're going with Amir Khan, Crawford, all the other divisions. And, you know, hopefully we can get the fights that we want to get made. So we appreciate Bob Arum coming and taking the time, answering some of these questions. And
I like
and real quick, man, shout out to my boy Teofimo. And it sounds like to me, Bob trying to save old Loma from Teofimo. That's what it sounds like.
Man, you crazy.
He said he ready.
Yeah,
that's what he told me. He said he ready right now.
I hear you. I mean, he's been saying that, but like Bob said, that you know, he's got to prove that. He's got to like he doesn't have the resume to prove it, you know. And that's a promoter telling you, you know, speaking of resume, you know, when people don't like to talk resume, but it means something, you know. And you know, you heard him. He's like, Loma had amateur accolades, but let's go out to the sponsors and get these phone lines open. Yeah, let's do it.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at elcaminoelectricalservices.com.
Boxing MD on Skype. Talk to me.
What's going on, Ness?
What's up, brother? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, man. Just slaving away trying to become a doctor. But let me just I'll briefly touch upon, I guess, the Crawford.
I'm sorry. One moment, Boxing MD. I'll restart the clock. Awali, come on, brother. You should know better than that. Mute yourself.
Hey, man, thank you, Boxing MD, for your, what is it called, service to the public, when you call doctors like serve the public or whatever. So thank you.
Oh, thanks, man. Appreciate that. But, yeah, I mean, there's, like, no difference between Amir Khan and Danny Garcia as far as the competitive aspect go. I mean, obviously, Amir Khan's going to get knocked out when Crawford engages, but Danny Garcia clearly is going to get outboxed, so...
So there's a difference, though, but there's a difference. Danny loses by being outboxed, not being knocked out. At least Danny can knock out Terrence Crawford, or at least hurt. Like, I mean, what's Khan done to have us believe he can actually beat Crawford?
Yeah, but about as much as Danny Garcia has done to believe that we could beat Crawford. I mean, that's like how I
I think that's how I see it. Yeah, but
Danny's
been in the water more than Khan, right? I mean, he got the win over Matisse, right? We didn't think he would do that. He got the win over Khan, who we're speaking of, and we're talking, okay, that was almost 10 years ago. And then he at least there are people who had the Danny Garcia versus both Sean and Thurman fight tight, yes or no? You had him clearly losing both?
Yeah, based on resume, sure, but based on what you see in the ring, I don't think it. Maybe I just think higher of Terrence Crawford than you do. I think highly of Terrence.
I just think that Danny's proven to be a higher caliber fighter.
But he offered him money and he didn't take it.
Yeah, well, he only offered him $3 million. He didn't really want to fight Danny, did he? He wants to really fight Khan by offering him $5 million. He didn't.
I don't think Danny really wanted to fight Crawford for $3 million because another loss on his record, you know, won't make him look good.
No, you're absolutely right.
It won't be a close fight in which he could cry and say that he won the fight, like he said that he won.
Listen,
MD, yeah, that's what I see.
You're absolutely right. He didn't want the fight for $3 million, but I bet you if you send him this $5 million plus pay-per-view upside that they're offering Khan on the chinny chin chin, I bet you the story changes.
Yeah, I mean, you have to factor the fact that Amir Khan is a bigger name and brings more money to the UK. That's fine. I mean, listen, we could disagree
easier
with that.
Fight.
I'm pretty sure most of the people that aren't emotionally invested in one of these fighters believes that it's about as competitive.
I'm pretty sure you know it's an easier fight for Crawford to take the Khan fight.
I think it's just as easy of a win. I mean, I guess he has to go less rounds. But again, I think it's a schooling no matter what it is. Like, that's how I see it.
It's not just as easy as a win as the Danny. Danny will be a tougher fight.
He'd probably be a harder cardio.
All right. What about this question? What would the betting odds look for Khan versus Crawford versus Khan versus Danny? Versus Danny.
I mean, it'll probably be like, I don't know, 8-1, 10-1 for Khan, and it'll probably be like 7-1 versus Danny Garcia. I mean, yeah, I just don't think it being competitive either way, but yeah, that's pretty much how I see it.
All right, man. And miss those debates, buddy. Call back in. Awali on Skype, talk to me.
Oh, sorry about that. Every time I put it on mute, I just have difficulties getting back on. Can you guys hear me now?
We hear you.
Yeah, sorry about that. But yeah, man, Amir Khan, I swear to God. Now I know how you guys feel when AJ was making up a million excuses not to fight Wilder. This motherfucker has the audacity to try and convince the people that he's got a better chance against Terrence Crawford than fucking anybody else.
I don't think that's what he's trying to convince you. I think he knows that, you know, most of the, you know, UK public are sheep, and he keeps telling you in the Sky Sports interview, I got an opportunity to fight for a title. If I lose, the Cal Brook fight is always going to be there. Like, he knows you guys are going to buy that shit.
You see, the difference between him and AJ, AJ's had 22 fights. This motherfucker is going to retire in his next two fights. That's the difference. With AJ, we've got years to look forward to. But putting that to aside, let me tell you something now. The UK public want either Cal Brook or nothing. Now, if he can go on to fight Canelo again, he could go off to fight Mayweather, it may be. I swear to God, nobody's going to watch those fights ever.
Awali, he's about to fight an American. He's about to fight an American pound for pound fighter.
Nobody gives a fuck.
That's no way. You guys are going to get right behind him. You're going to get behind him, just like you got behind Fury.
Listen, Nestor, you better give him a fucking American citizenship then, because he won't be able to walk the fucking British streets again. I'll tell you that much. If he don't fight Cal Brook again, this guy is not going to be known for being a silver medalist, for being a fucking Braveheart. He's going to be known for being a fucking glass chin pussy. Because win, lose, one thing you need to understand is British fight fans, win, lose, or draw, we respect fighters for getting in there. If you put it all on the line, why do you think Dillian White is getting all this love now? Because he put everything on the line against AJ. Why do you think all these guys, win, lose, or draw, can be recycled again? Never again in the history of fucking British boxing will he be seen with any level of respect if he doesn't fight Cal Brook, period. Because Cal Brook is making weight for him. On top of that, fucking rehydration clause. What do you want him to do? Fucking take off his boxers for him. Amir Khan is a bitch. If he doesn't take that Kell Brook fight next, I'm telling you now, nobody's going to respect him. He's a fucking bitch.
Whoa.
Fuck, well, Terrence Crawford.
Whoa. What Terrence do? Wally, thanks for coming in, brother. Well, I mean, you got 16 seconds. I'm not cutting you off. It's still your show. There goes your 10-second counter.
Brook or get the fuck out of the UK. Simple as that.
Okay. Don't be so angry, brother. Everything's going to be all right. We're about to go to Anthony. Talk to me in the 408.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, TBV? What up, Mike G? Best interviews in the game. I was just going to say about this interview, the one thing that stood out to me was the fact that he offered an offer to Danny, and Danny seriously considered it. I don't know. I mean, obviously, he didn't take it, but just the fact that Top Rank's willing to work with some PBC dudes gives me a lot of hope for the future.
I mean, that was a $3 million offer. They're offering Khan $5 million. I mean, it's total difference.
Sure, 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 sure. But if you go nitpick like that, all I'm saying is
nitpick. $2 million is nitpicking, huh? Shit, $2 million makes a difference for a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah, but they got to give Khan a little extra because he knows he's gonna get knocked the fuck out. Let's be honest, that dude's got a glass jaw. I'm a Khan fan. I love the dude. I love to watch the dude fight. I'm definitely gonna watch the fight. But you know, you gotta put a little cherry on top to fight a dude like Terrence Crawford, who's in his prime, maybe not even in his prime yet, young lion. To go up against a grizzled vet who's been knocked out a whole bunch of times, so you got to give him that little extra. But what I was gonna say is, you know, this Khan fight after he knocks him out, it's not really gonna be a huge victory because you know, everybody's gonna have an excuse, you know, oh, Khan getting old, Khan's been knocked out too much. But just the fact that the PBC guys are on notice, like, oh, okay, we actually might have to work with these top ranked dudes and actually have to start making some fights. That gives me a little hope for the future. Is all I wanted to say. Mike G, hey, I love the interview with Boost, man. That was a great interview. Thanks, TBV. I appreciate y'all, man. That's my call.
Appreciate it, brother. Appreciate it.
All right, Anthony, thank you so much. And if you want to support the show, you know all you got to do is hit that thumbs up button. You want to go a step further, head on over to theboxingvoice.com and / affiliate sponsors. Don't forget to click and bookmark, save, share that Amazon hyperlink. And every time you use it, TBV gets a kickback, and it costs you absolutely nothing. I mean, they take no money out of your cart. They charge you nothing extra, but they give us a kickback for recommending that you use Amazon. Listen, we're going to switch to drive-by mode because we do got a 5 o'clock show scheduled. We're going to be having Deontay Wilder live media call, so you'll get all the questions from, I mean, all the writers in the game, all the big wigs in the game asking Deontay Wilder what's next. And hopefully, Eddie Finkel, someone sat down before this call and he has some answers. Mike, I know you wanted to say something.
Yeah, I got a interview with Eric Moon that's coming out. He's a super middleweight. He's, I believe, 81. He's fight this weekend. Also, I have an interview with Maurice Hooker. He said some shit, you know what I'm saying, about the WBSS, his feelings on that, his feelings on Pro Gray, his feelings on Josh Taylor, pretty much his feelings on the state of boxing. So y'all look out for that. And, yeah, it was something else, but I totally – I totally agree with the caller previously. He said if Amir Khan does not fight Kell Brook, got to get the fuck out of the UK. Hey, you got to put up a shut up, bro. That's all I'm saying.
I hear you. But, you know, A-sides are always going to be A-sides. We can hate all we want. It is the way that it is. Hit that thumbs up button. It helps with the visibility of this show. And if you want to help us out, head on over to patreon.com/ The Boxing Voice. Check out our ringer status, boomerang status. I mean, you know, we got all types of things over there to give you extra perks and exclusive content. And on top of that, you know, your patronage goes to more exclusive content to be created. We're going to head on out to Michael on Skype. We're going to give you a minute drive-by. Go.
Drive-by!
This is Mike from the UK, right?
You know it.
Yeah, yeah. You know,
Mike.
Hello, can you hear me?
Mike, I want you to contact me after the show.
Okay. What was I gonna say? Yeah, forgive me for that other UK dude Wally. Yeah, he hasn't got a clue because Amir Khan been ducking Brook for years and he still went and sold out Birmingham when he fought that when he fought that Vargas dude. So, you know, the people, he's got big support and people still back him, even though he's been ducking Brook for years. Anyways, off the topic, off to the main topic, Amir Khan versus Terence Crawford. You know, at first, I would say this is going to be bad for Crawford. However, you know, look what happened with Fury and Wilder. Everyone thought Wilder's going to knock him out, and look what happened. So I think maybe this could be the motivation that Amir Khan needs to get back to the top, a chance to challenge for a belt. It could be the Fury situation that could spur him on. So I just think it's interesting, intriguing. I still want him to face Brook, but like I said, you know, 5 million, Crawford and a belt, you know, I mean, we can't really complain if that happens. This could put him right into the mix again if he wins. I'm not saying he will, but his opportunity there. So
don't it seem like he's ducking Kell Brook though, brother? Like he's doing everything in his power but to fight Kell Brook.
How is he ducking Kell Brook? What I mean, if
this man is out there calling him pussy, calling him a bitch, calling him everything under the sun, and he ain't trying to fight this man.
What's he done?
Well, hold on. He came over here and beat Sean Porter, the WBC champion right now. So what do you call that? When somebody call you pussy, what do you call that?
Long time ago, bro.
You don't handle your business?
Listen.
You don't handle your business.
I hear you. Like I'm going to repeat, that was a long time ago. He's going up for an opportunity to become pound-for-pound king. Upsets happen every day. What if he can outbox Crawford? What if
that nigga know he ain't coming? Bro, get the...
What?
Boy, you get that shit out of here.
Crawford ain't no
get that shit out of here, man.
Crawford ain't no
fucking this nigga got knocked out by fucking Danny Garcia, Brandon Prescott, and who else? Canelo. You think Crawford ain't gonna go in here and piece this boy up?
Hell no.
You think he's gonna go?
Everybody always thought that Khan will give Mayweather a tough fight. You crazy? I mean, yo, that speed. That speed.
Y'all feed into the bullshit y'all want to.
Yo,
I'll play. Eddie Hearn Kool-Aid good, ain't it?
Look,
Eddie Hearn Kool-Aid good, ain't it?
I'll tell you one thing. Canelo, technically, in my opinion, regardless of what the judges said, was losing that fight.
Oh, absolutely. First four rounds, all in Mercon. I watched the fight.
So why you hating? So if he could beat
Canelo's skills ain't like Crawford's skills. I'm just saying.
Yeah, and Crawford punch ain't like Canelo punch.
I agree with that. He was a bigger dude.
So what happens if he beat Marcos Maidana before Floyd, if you ain't know, because I know that. I guess you ain't watched the fight. The boy, they say he ain't got no chin, but he always getting up.
He technically dropped Maidana too, which was...
With a body shot, had Maidana rolling around the ring, you know, with holding his stomach and shit.
Crawford going to have his ass rolling around the ring and holding his stomach and shit. Like motherfucking Dango.
Your face. He gonna have you come around and ring hold the other.
he gonna do what he always do. He gonna go in there and get too happy and throw too many fucking punches and get his ass. Carl, you know Crawford love punching in between punches. Once he get the damn timer down, he gonna pop.
I don't know if Crawford could one punch him though. Could he one punch him?
I don't think he could one punch him.
The uppercut is something else. I got callers. Idris in the UK, talk to me.
Hey, listen, man. Let me say something in it. Hear what I'm saying? This is a masterstroke from fucking Bob Arum, man. That's a good name to have in your resume. Take out Amir Khan. Amir Khan's been fucking Kell Brook for Brook. But, you know, here's the thing. Listen to me. People think Kell Brook is the ultimate last fight for Amir. Amir Khan has too many options, which is not nice because that means we're never going to get this Kell Brook fight. I think the bigger fight, bro, you think him and Broner, they've been waiting to fight each other until both their careers are almost over. Them two guys are two guys that are laughing at everyone in, you know, from 140 and 147. Amir Khan and Broner have been taking a piss out of everyone. They're like, look at us. We can't do nothing. They're going to crash out against each other one day. And they're just pissing on everyone. You got respect from both of them two, man. But that's a good name for Terence Crawford to have in his resume.
So you're not backing your fellow Brit then? You're not picking Khan?
Listen, man, that's never going to happen, man. Come on, man. This is just what you call a masterstroke. But then again, he could be using it for negotiation tactics and put another 10% out of Kell Brook's, you know, wages. All right,
but do you think Khan has a chance versus Crawford?
No, not from from what I saw his last fight. That's my honest opinion. Like, from what I can't see that happening at all. I just can't see that happening. Listen, I want to see Khan versus Broner more than anything. I'll be honest with you. That's my fact.
Well, all right, brother. Is that all you got?
Yeah, man. I'm a bit tired right now, man. We ain't talking Wilder, so my energy level's down here. You get what I'm saying, fam? So, you know me? Me and
necessarily. His own countrymen, no. His own countrymen, no. He ain't come over here to do shit. Matter of fact, nigga, Crawford go over there.
We'll
come get that bag.
I don't even think of. You know, sometimes I like to come up with things for argument's sake. I'm stuck for words to even believe that Khan can be Crawford.
Damn, they ain't even giving Khan a shot. I'm just trying to play devil's advocate to see if Mike realizes how much of a cherry picker he is.
I want to ask you, just who wins Khan versus Broner? Who wins that?
Man, Khan wins that.
Don't get me started, man.
Broner has to let his hands go. I don't
think Broner can knock out. Actually, Broner might could knock out Khan.
Khan got dropped.
Broner would knock out Khan.
What's his name?
Yeah, he probably could knock out Khan. It depends. Listen, we got to go. We were supposed to be on drive-by. Jesus, I gave you so much time. Brandon, Cincinnati, go drive-by.
Jesus. Drive-by!
We got a conference call in half an hour. Let's go.
Yeah, man. I got cool with the American fight. I think whether it was him or Danny Garcia, he's going to fuck both of them up. We forget that Merrick Khan got dropped by Sam Vargas his last fight. So even if Bud got big time power, he can put him there. But, yeah, as far as Danny go, man, even if you offered him $5 million, he wasn't going to take that fight. Man. He knows he can't beat Bud. He got outboxed by Thurman. So what do you think Bud would do to him as far as boxing? I mean, it's a bad matchup for Danny Garcia. I wish you would have asked Bob why they didn't offer Kell Brook to fight with Terrence Crawford. That's the fight I would much rather prefer, because whether it's Conor or fucking Danny, he going to beat the shit out of both of them. But that's my comment.
Well, all right, brother. Thanks for calling in, Brandon. We're going out. Listen, on Skype, you got to mute yourself if you want to be part of this show. We're going out to Gary in Texas. Talk to me.
What's going on, Ness?
What up?
Yo, I really don't understand, like, what your problem is with Terrence Crawford. Like, post Floyd Mayweather, he's the best fighter we've seen.
And let me ask you, what is my problem with Terrence?
We got callers. We got callers, Ness, remember? They're drive-by.
What's my problem, allegedly?
He criticized everyone he fights. Like, you take everyone else inside. Like, Errol Spence didn't want to fight him. That's a fact. Errol Spence said your name wasn't even mentioned.
Deflection. Right? You're deflecting. We're talking about Khan versus Crawford. You're deflecting.
Who do you want Crawford to fight? Every other guy will fight.
He's obviously fighting Khan, and he offered Khan $5 million instead of offering Danny $5 million.
He offered Danny a bigger payday than he's getting. He offered Danny a bigger payday than he got.
Espinoza confirmed on my video at youtube.com/TheBoxingVoice that Danny has been paid over $3 million on several times.
Let's go!
I'm ready!
Oh, yeah!
Becky.
This purse for Keith Thurman was $2 million.
Yeah.
This was $3 million plus a share of the pay-per-view, right? Danny Garcia is not getting $3 million to fight anyone else. Danny didn't want to fight him. Errol Spence, your name wasn't even mentioned.
Stop.
I don't know who you want
Bud
to fight.
Stop deflecting the fact that he didn't send Danny. The fact that he didn't send Danny that $5 million offer plus upside, that means something to me.
$5 million to Danny Garcia for what?
They sent $5 million to Khan. For what? $5 million to Khan for what? $5 million to Khan for what?
Because he's a draw. Because the American sells.
A draw.
I don't like him.
Yeah, you know what? He's a draw. He's a draw when they fold him up like a fucking drawers and put him inside the drawer. Get the fuck out of here, bro. Come on.
Wasn't his last fight like the most watched fight in British television?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who gives a fuck? We talking about fighting. You talking about drawing.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Oops, wrong one. That was for you.
Who do you want him to fight? Because Danny Garcia said
I told Bob, you feeling the pressure because Earl got a pay-per-view going on?
I don't care about what the religion is right now. I'm just saying, what is your problem with Terrence Crawford?
I got
like,
no problem.
Like, where he fights? You don't think he's any good? Like, what?
Besides
Floyd Mayweather.
I got no problem.
I got no problem.
But look, stay on the line. I'm going to go ahead and pull up Amir Khan's resume.
I know what it is. We all know what it is.
No, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. Ignore that bell. You're okay in my book. Let's see what Amir got going on.
Wins over Devin, Chris Algieri, Marcos Maidana, and that's about it. And they got losses to every other top fighter.
So what have you done for me lately? I beat up.
Who is Sam Danny beat? Like, love Danny. I like Danny, but who is Danny?
Oh, I'll tell you who Danny beat, but I'm going to tell Ron because I'm sure you'll try not to listen. Danny beat Samuel Vargas, who Amir Khan just beat.
Wow.
What other questions you got for me?
No, I'm just what's your problem with Terrence Crawford?
I don't know, Gary. If you were a real boxing fan, I think you would start with the fact that they offered the guy that beat the guy less money. They offered Danny, who knocked out Amir Khan. Like you sound like a fucking fanboy defending this bullshit. Danny knocked out Amir Khan. They offer him $3 million. Khan gets knocked out by Danny, offer him $5 million. If you don't
Danny
know how to
got
smell
out by Amir Khan 6 years ago, like that's so long ago. Right? Amir Khan in 2018 is a bigger draw than Danny Garcia.
Yo,
you may not
family,
say that, but that's true.
Family. Since being knocked out to Danny Garcia, Amir Khan has not beat one elite level welterweight.
Hang on. When Errol Spence beat Chris Algieri, you said Chris Algieri was the second coming of Christ. But when Amir Khan beats him,
yo, homie, didn't Earl do it first? Earl did. Oh, you're right. Khan
definitely did it first. Yo, I think he had a good viewership.
Man, he struggled though. He struggled. Say he ain't struggled.
You think Chris Algieri is the second coming of Christ?
Homie, listen. But how good do I look? Gary, we don't got to yell so we can hear each other better, right? How good do I look that I thought Chris Algieri was the second coming? I even picked him over Pacquiao. He gave Amir Khan a super tight fight, wobbled him and everything. But then I also think that Errol Spence is the second coming of Christ, and he fucking goes through Chris Algieri like a hot butter knife through butter. Come on, dog, stop it. Khan struggled with Algieri, so I still look good. I think Algieri's good, and he gave Khan a tough fight. Earl didn't have a tough fight. Go ahead. What's your debate?
Chris Algieri is a B-minus fighter.
So why did he give Khan life and death?
Why did
he give Khan life and death?
Errol Spence is an A-level fighter, but Errol Spence doesn't want to fight Terrence Crawford right now. So I don't know. I don't know who you want Bud to fight.
So what letter? What letter is C? What letter is Danny? Since you're using letters.
He's an A or A minus level.
All right, then. So again, you fall under the Terrence Crawford protection program. You put Terrence in the witness protection program because you just said that Khan is a B plus fighter and Danny is an A minus fighter, and they're still offering Danny $3 million for the A minus, bigger fighter, draws more in America. I mean, whatever, Gary. I gave
you realize
the case. Go ahead, Mike.
Do you realize the difference between a B minus and a B plus and a A minus is like 89% and like a 91%? So
hey,
like 2 percentage points.
My friend, you can do percentiles.
I'm just going by letter of the law.
You can do percentiles. We're doing letter grades. Tomato, tomato. Hit you with an avocado. I'm going out to
Haterade. Hate 2-0.
Ray in Miami, talk to me. Hurricane Ray in Miami, talk to me.
Yo, what's going on? What's going on, Ness? Quick. Yo, what's up with all the heat with Terrence Crawford? Who else is he gonna fight? You say you don't want him to fight Danny.
I mean, if he want to fight Danny, send a $5 million offer. Like y'all keep saying, who else he gonna fight? Send the right money, bro. Like, stop making excuses.
Can I finish on a brief hold, please?
Yeah, whatever.
All right, listen, hold up, wait a minute. Let me finish because you're hijacking my call. Now, you said it yourself that Danny shouldn't fight Terrence Crawford right now because he just got
two fights off of arguably A-level fighters, according to you. Now you don't. Now you're going to get and giving a backhanded slap to Terrence Crawford for taking the fight with Amir Khan. What is he supposed to do? Who is he supposed to fight? Jesse Vargas? Who is he supposed to fight? You're not going to give him credit for anything.
Yo, fam, he could fight the man. He could fight the man that beat Crawford. I mean, that beat fucking Amir Khan. How about that?
Which one?
Danny Garcia.
But you're contradicting yourself because you know what? You said it yourself. You will not give Crawford credit if you beat Danny Garcia because he just came off of those two big fights. Which one is it? You can't have it both ways, man. I think this is.
I never said I won't give him credit. I don't remember saying that. I remember saying they need to send the right amount of money to get that fight made. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, we talked about this in the past and in person, and I told you that what is he supposed to do? You said it to me that Danny's coming off of two fights that you don't want him fighting Terrence Crawford because he's not going to get that recognition.
I don't want him to do it because that's tough. But if he gets the money, just like Khan isn't doing nothing, and if he gets the money, he'll come in and fight Crawford. You know what I'm saying? Just like Kell Brook got the money and he fought Triple G. You know what I'm saying?
I agree with the business side. Ness, you're absolutely right.
All right, then. So let's offer them the money instead of saying they ducking, because you offering Danny less money than Khan. That's my only argument, B.
I agree with you there. I agree with you 100%. But I think Terrence Crawford is on the right path, and he's still growing into his body and growing into the division. I think we just got to wait. Yeah, is it a kind of a cherry pick with Amir Khan? Yeah, it is. But, you know, Amir Khan can box. I guess it's just that timetable of when he's going to get knocked out, because you know it's coming. So let's just enjoy the knockout. TVV, that's my call.
All right, let's go to Alan Smith on Skype. Talk to me.
Yo, man. Ness, you know who this is.
Travity, what up?
No.
What?
It's the motherfucking milkman, baby.
Oh,
I'm out of
shit.
Fucking retirement.
He needs some milk.
Damn, let me see. Do I even got that intro, man? You ran away. Like, I don't know.
He needs some milk.
I probably deleted your intro. Damn, that was one of them killer intros, too.
You know what, though? I'm going to get it back to you. I'm going to get it back to you because I'm out of retirement now.
Where you been at, B?
Man, I've been lurking in the shadows, man. I still been listening, man. You know, life just busy and shit. But I'm back now, baby.
All right.
I'm back. But look, man, you know, interestingly enough, I think it's a little bit of an odd fight, just because Amir hasn't been that active and Terrence is regarded as one of the top pound for pound fighters in the world. But if we sit back and look at the top 10 of the welterweight, I mean, stylistically, I think Amir probably has a better shot to compete and win against Crawford than probably the rest of the top 10. I mean, we saw what happened when he fought Danny Garcia. We got a pretty good idea what will happen if he fights Spence, Pacquiao. So, I mean, he might look out. I don't think he'll win, but stylistically, I think he has the best chance and a better chance of taking the least amount of damage. That's my call.
Milkman, thanks for calling in. Michael, I got to you, right?
Yeah.
All right. We got the Michael in the UK. That means that we are out. We got a conference call to get to in about 30 minutes. If you want to join us live and see what sort of news gets broke, Deontay Wilder will be live on the call and will be asked questions from all reporters around the world. So pending no hiccups, we should be here live at 5 p.m. Eastern in about 26 minutes or so. I'm your host, Ness the Giz. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO. Thank you for joining us on another edition of TBV. Hope you enjoyed that Bob Arum interview. Definitely share it. Tell people where they can find some of this great news that Bob broke with us. And, yeah, 5-star review on iTunes.
Yeah, you can follow me on IG at Gross1911 or on Twitter at Gross2312. And thank you for y'all for the support. And check out some more of my interviews that'll be coming up. I'm trying to schedule some things for this week. So just be on the lookout. Yeah, yeah.
Yep, and you can find me on Twitter on RonGFIQ. Appreciate Bob Arum coming on. We got a little bit closer to some of those things that you were curious about. So hopefully this is good enough, and we'll continue to put that pressure and ask some questions and get the answers. Appreciate it.
Peace.